Hola, mis amores. What is up? I know it's been a really, really, really long time. What, maybe 2, 3 months since I've last uploaded an audio. I know it's been a long time since I've been on GWA, and I guess it's been mostly because of school and work and stuff like that, so I want to say first off, I'm sorry it's been so long since I've been around. I know I really miss it. I miss recording and taking photos, and I just miss all of you guys and your love and your support and your comments, and I miss all your messages. I thought now that I've had a little bit more time to myself since the school year is coming to a close, I thought that maybe I'd be able to do a questionnaire really quick before I get back into all the stuff that I have to do. And I was going through GWA backstage and I found a questionnaire that really caught my eye because it includes two of my favorite things. Food and sex. So I found the food and sex questionnaire by Lottie Squeaks. So I thought it'd be fun if I record it for you guys really quick, just give you my little opinion on my two favorite things in the whole wide world. So, all right, let me just jump right into it. And at the end of the video, I guess I'll just let you guys know what's going to be happening in the future, because I know that my 1 year Reddit anniversary thing or whatever is coming up really soon, so I have a couple ideas on that. So just stay tuned till the end and I'll let you guys know. Okay, now let's get started. Let me see. Hold up 1 sec. Let me just pull up the questions. And I literally just found it and I haven't read the questions yet, so I guess you're just gonna get my first initial real reaction. Okay, let me see. So there are a few different categories here. The first category is fave top fives. So the first question is, top five famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender. Okay. All right. Number one, off the bat, and this person is real. Channing Tatum, like, adios, Fio. Oh my gosh, he is. Ooh, he is. Yeah, he's number one. He's up there. He's up there. Number two. Let me see. Oh wow, it's really hard. Actually, it's a lot harder than I thought. Number two would probably have to be Scarlett Johansson. She's beautiful. She's really pretty. I've always thought she was really beautiful. So yeah, she'd be number two. Number three would probably be Damn. I don't really know why this is so hard. Damn. I was just thinking about this earlier. I have no idea. Okay, I guess I could go with, and this might sound a little bit off or a little bit weird or creepy, but when I was younger, I always had this crazy little crush on, do you guys remember Casper, the friendly ghost? But not him as a, well, not him as a ghost per se, but him as, you know, like the one movie that he was in with that one girl and her dad, and they moved into the house where he was and his uncles and whatever. When he turned into a boy and he was dancing with the girl and he whispered in her ear, I forgot what he said, but when I was a little kid, that really like opened my eyes sexually. I don't know why, but I had the strangest little, like, I guess, infatuation with him as a boy. I forgot his name, the actor who played him, but he was he I don't know what. Oh God, I'm blushing just thinking about it, but yeah, he'd be probably number three. I don't know. Oh, The Rock. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, The Rock is in there too. He's number three. Casper's number four. And number five. Who's number five? Number five would probably be. I guess any of the guys from Magic Mike. Any of them. Even what's his, I forgot his name. But yeah, any of the guys from Magic Mike, they're definitely, they're all really sexy, like all of them. Even the one who's gay, like he's really sexy. And I don't know, like I saw the second Magic Mike movie when he was singing and he just any of them, any of them. I don't really have a preference. Okay, let me skip to the next one because I'm like taking too long. So top five foods you would consider a romantic dinner. I guess any type of Italian food. So like I love Italian food. So I guess pasta. Pasta, seafood, I guess. Home cooked food too. Like, I love a man who can cook, so you cook food for me, doesn't matter what it is. If you cook it for me, I'll eat it. I think it's romantic, so. So home cooked food, any type of home cooked food. Four, I guess, probably would be Spanish food. Ooh, Spanish food, yes. And I guess I may sound a little biased because I am part Hispanic, but I love Spanish food. Arroz con pollos, arroz con gandules, tamales. Ooh, if you can make tamales, tostones, especially if a man can cook that stuff for me. Oh my gosh, you, oof, you can do whatever you want to me if you can cook. Never mind. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. And four, I guess, would be, I mean, honestly, I'm not that picky, so you don't have to take me to a very fancy, like, restaurant, like, well, just because it's nice. But I'm saying, like, if you just pay for my food, regardless where we go, as long as you're like, you know, your heart is in it, you could take me to McDonald's. I don't even care. So I mean, whenever a guy pays for me, I think that's romantic. So I think it's sweet. I think it's chivalrous. So I mean, it doesn't really matter to me where you take me or what we eat, as long as we're together, and you know, we have fun. Next question is top five favorite places to be kissed. See, now, do you mean places to go and be kissed, or places on your body to be kissed? Because, I mean, I could name both if you want, but, let me see. I'd probably say, I guess, Alright, I guess I'll do both. Favorite places to be kissed on my body would probably be my earlobe, behind my ear, my neck, of course, my lips. And oh, I squirm when a guy kisses like right above my abdomen, like that little sensitive little spot right there. Oh my gosh. Now places like, I guess, the cheesy like, the cheesy like romantic movie shit, like I guess in the rain or I don't know, in front of my door or I don't know. I mean, I have been kissed on a beach before, like at sunset, and that wasn't like planned or anything, but that was really romantic. It was really spontaneous. I don't know if you guys remember in my last, not my last, but one of my Sunny Confessions posts, I talked about how I had a little fling with one of my dad's, apprentice workers or whatever for his pool cleaning business. And we ended up, having sex on the beach. And that was probably one of my most memorable experiences. So I guess the beach would be probably one of my top favorites for that. It's so weird. I feel like I haven't recorded in so long, so I'm like really nervous and I can't talk. I'm sorry. So the next question is top five strangest or silliest things that you've ever been turned on by? Okay, so I guess strangest or silliest. Okay, I was this is so stupid. So I was at the grocery store one day getting groceries for my dorm, right? And there was this really cute cashier guy. Well, he wasn't a cashier guy, but he was working at the store. And I was in the produce section looking for, bananas and vegetables and fruits and stuff like that just to bring back so I'd be able to cook dinner for tonight. And I saw him the first time, thought it was cute, checked him out a little bit, but didn't say anything. I didn't want to be weird and just come up to him in the grocery store while he was working and be like, "Oh, you're really cute, let's fuck." But, so went about my business, walked around the store a little bit more, came back to the produce section because I forgot a few things to get. And so he was still there, he was like stocking, fruits and stuff over like by the fruits and stuff. And so I saw him while he was stocking the cantaloupes, and I don't know why, but I guess it's because he was really, really sexy or whatever. But just the way he handled the fruit, I don't know. I guess because they were melons and, they looked like tits. And he just handled them like so. There was just a certain way. I don't know if I was just overthinking it or I was just horny as fuck, but that really turned me on. I don't know why. I've never been turned on by food before, but I just, let's just say I didn't have time to put the groceries away when I get home that day. So yeah, that would be number one. I don't really have many because I don't know. I guess I just don't get turned on by stuff like that. I don't know why. It's just so strange. But I don't know. That would probably be the number one thing. I don't really have any other ones. I really don't. Nah, I don't really have any other ones. But if I think of any more, I'll let you know. Okay, so the next category is just sex questions. So the first question for that category is, what's the one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? Okay, that's easy. Most people wouldn't think that I really like to give head. I guess because when people first meet me, you know, I'm really like reserved and like shy and, you know, sweet and, you know, I don't seem like I don't really like, people really don't think I'm the type to even like, you know, have sex as much as I do or as much as I would like to. So, you know, when a guy asks me, especially when a guy first meets me, like, and if we're like really like feeling each other and, you know, we wanna, you know, have sex. And, you know, of course, we've known each other for a little while. He asked me, oh, so do you like giving head? Like, I don't know what it is about me. Like, even though I know deep down that I really do, like, I love it so much. Oh. I get really, like, you know, shy when he asks, when a guy asks me that question. And I'm like, oh, I don't, yeah, I guess I, but I don't know what it is. I guess I just like to tease. I guess I like that. I don't know. So I guess my initial reaction would be like really like off put by it. So, you know, when I finally get to be alone with them and, you know, things happen, I guess I could just shock them a little bit. I don't know. But yeah, people don't really think that I like to give head, but I mean, I do. I think it's a really rewarding experience. Okay, describe your sex life with a song lyric or movie title. I don't know. I don't know. Let me see. Damn, I gotta think now. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Song lyric or movie title? I really don't know. This is crazy. Shit. I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like I can't think. Okay. Oh, this is crazy. Okay, so I'm just gonna skip this one and I'll go back to it later. So what words can a sex partner use that would make you go, take me now? I guess I guess I don't know why I can't think. It would probably be hey. I made dinner for you, baby. why don't you come over to the couch and let me give you a massage? I don't know. Like I said before, like if a guy can cook for me, like you basically have me. Like I love a guy who can cook really well. So especially anything that involves you making me food and offering to give me a massage, you basically can do whatever you want to me after that. Okay, so the next question, how long does foreplay usually last for you? I guess the question is like, how long do I want foreplay to last? So I guess, I mean, honestly, it only really takes like 10 minutes for me. And I know that sounds like a lot, but I really get riled up really fast. So, 5, 10 minutes, I don't really need that much foreplay. Which sense would you be most willing to have restricted during sex and why? This is different. I guess. Ooh. I don't know. Damn, that's really hard. Like, I can't. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Sense of smell? And I don't even know if that really, like, that sounds like something, but I mean, I don't really know. Like, I wouldn't really want my sight taken away or my taste or touch, especially not touch. So I guess smell would probably be that one. I don't know. Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm to you for you to feel satisfied? Oh, I said that really wrong. But, okay. Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? No. No. I don't know if I said this in audio before, but I really do like pleasing other people. So, I mean, an orgasm, yes, it would be. Orgasms are always fun, but I don't really need one. I don't know why. I just like seeing other people come. So I guess that's a little fetish of mine. So, if you come, honestly, that's enough for me to like feel satisfied. Yeah, I don't really need to have an orgasm. It's not a need. It's nice, but no, I don't need it. I really want to answer this stupid movie title question. Oh my gosh. I guess it would be maybe I'm just gonna say 50 Shades of Grey. Not because of the whole like bondage and BDSM kind of thing. I mean, I would love to try it, but I guess there's it has to do with like f oh shit, I'm gonna get all metaphoric. I guess 50 Shades of Grey, but in the sense of like there's so many different sides of my sex life that I like to just get to go deeper and deeper into. Like, I have a lot more to try, and I'm willing to try. So, I guess I would probably use 50 Shades of Grey to be able to, like, express that, you know, there's so much more that I can learn, and more that I want to try, and I'm willing, so we'll see where that goes. Okay, next question. Food questions. Okay, so just food questions is the next category. First question is, what is your favorite type of breakfast food? I love. I love bacon. And I know that sounds kind of, I mean, it's nothing wrong with it, but I know it's kind of unhealthy, but you know, who gives a fuck? I love bacon. Your favorite type of dessert? I really, really, really like brownies. I mean, anything baked good. Excuse me. Anything baked, cake, brownies, cookies, and I used to love ice cream, but you know, now I can't really have it as much because of my like allergies or whatever. I hate this so much. Like, I don't know if you guys can tell now, but I have a really bad like sinus infection going on right now. So I kind of sound like fucking, I don't know, Snuffleupagus. So I kind of sound really stuffy. So yeah, I can't have ice cream as much as I used to. It makes me really sad. The next question. Do you subscribe to the cook doesn't clean idea where the person who cooks the meal is automatically excused from doing the dishes?
Why or why not? I mean, it doesn't really bother me that much. Like, if I cook and I have to clean the dishes after by myself, like, I'm in college now, so, like, if I cook something for myself, or if I cook for other people, I mean, there's nothing really wrong with me cleaning up afterwards. Because I don't know what it is about me, but, like, when I cook food for other people and myself, I don't know why, but I don't like to eat it right away when I'm done. So, like, if I clean up afterwards, it doesn't matter to me. But, like, there's some days where I'm like, I'm fucking, I'm lazy. Like, I don't want to do this shit. Like, somebody else clean. So, I guess, I mean, I'm 50-50. Like, if I have to clean, I won't mind cleaning. But, like, if I don't want to clean, then, like, can someone just please do it? So how often do you eat out at a restaurant? Since I'm in college now, I don't eat out as much. It's a lot of stereotypical, like, cooking for yourself and ramen noodles and shit like that. So I don't really go out that much. Only for, like, friends' birthdays and stuff like that. So, like, rarely. Maybe, like, once a month. How often do you order takeout or delivery? All the time. All the time. Like, that's my life now. Like, I don't go anywhere. I get it all, like, delivered to me. So, yeah, Chinese food, halal food, Hispanic food, stuff like that. Have you ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom and what was the occasion? Last time I got served breakfast in bed was my little sister. It was my birthday, and she served breakfast in bed to me. It was really sweet. So yeah, my little sister. Is there any kind of food that you would only like prepared a specific way? No. No. I'm a foodie. Doesn't matter to me. No specific way. All right, next category is name a sex act and a food item that you wish you tried sooner. Food I wish I tried sooner would probably be flan. Flan is really good. Like, it's really, really good. It's like a Hispanic kind of like milk dish, which is really, really good. And then I guess a sex act would probably be anal. I still haven't tried it yet, but I have tried it on myself, if that makes sense. One of my audios, I tried using a dildo on my ass before, and the orgasm was, oof, it was, Yeah, so I really want to try. I really want to try it soon. Okay, so next is name a sex act and a food item that you tried once and never would again. Tuna. Oh, I hate tuna. No, I hate tuna. Never again. Sex acts that I would never try again would probably be, I mean, okay, so I would probably never try 69, but only if I have a cold, because I tried doing that once and I was sick and I thought I could handle it, but I almost ended up like not being able to breathe. So that's not smart. Never, never, if you guys like ever want to have sex and you're like either really sick or like you have really bad, problems with your nose at the time, like allergy, like sinus infection, whatever, don't try to do anything that involves you plugging up your only, airway passage, because it'll be very difficult and you'll feel like you're dying unless, you think that's kinky. I mean, do whatever you got to do. Do whatever you got to do. I'm rambling. Okay, next question. Name a sex act and a food item that you can't live without. Okay. Cannot live without chocolate.
I love chocolate so much. It's so good. Chocolate ice cream, chocolate, you know, chocolate on everything. I mean, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate. Chocolate. Can't live without. I can't live without a guy eating my pussy. I can't. The experience is too much. I can't. If I ever had to live without that, I would probably die. I don't know. But it's so good. So I. Yep, that would probably be the one that I couldn't live without. Name a sex act and a food item that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. Warm and fuzzy would probably be. Warm and fuzzy. Maybe it would. I really like French toast. Like whenever I have it, I guess I feel really like calm afterwards. I don't know what it is. I guess it's like the cinnamony type flavor that like makes me feel like I really like cinnamon. So I guess it makes me really feel calm and, you know, relaxed and warm and happy. And then a warm and fuzzy sex act, I guess, that makes me feel happy when I'm done. Missionary sex, I don't know. I guess I just like the feeling of like how intimate and close it is. And, you know, looking up into a guy's eyes while he's I'm sorry. Getting a little sidetracked while he's, you know, inside of you. It's like, especially when the feeling's mutual. And then when he comes inside of you, oh my God. Afterwards, you know, I feel pretty, you know, pretty good. So the next category is food and sex together. Have you ever been horngry? Horny and hungry at the same time? No, I don't believe so. I mean, no, I lied. No, I lied. There's probably one time that I was. I was in the city with a guy, and we were coming back from a bar. We were really drunk, and we were on his way to his house, you know, to have sex, and we stopped by a diner, and we were starving. Like, I hadn't eaten in like the past 4 or 5 hours, so, and it was like 2 in the morning, so, we went to this diner, we sat, and we got some food, and he wouldn't stop, you know, putting his hand up my skirt and trying to touch my thigh and my pussy. And while we were waiting for the food, I was starving and I had his hand, you know, between my legs. So I guess that would count as being horny and hungry at the same time, 'cause I was trying to keep my focus on him and like focus on getting the food to like eat. And yeah, I mean, that would probably be the only time. I don't think I have any other like experiences of being horngry. So, next question: would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? If you did, would you actually eat them? See, that would be the only time I would deny eating candy. I mean, I guess if you like mix. I don't know, it's sticky and it depends. It really does depend. So, would you ever eat a meal off of a sex partner's body? And if so, what kind of food? I guess all the cliche shit, like chocolate, melted chocolate, Strawberries, whipped cream, stuff like that, caramel sauce, runny stuff like that. I don't know, like candy though, like the edible garments and stuff. No, but probably like chocolate. But you have to be clean shaven because you can't mix hair with chocolate. That's kind of nasty. Ugh. That'd probably be the only condition I'd have for you. But other than that, yeah, I'm down. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter and why? Don't eat Mexican food. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. All right, next category, this or that questions. Over the knee spanking or bend over in front of me spanking? I guess over the knee spanking. Only been spanked a few times, but over the knee spanking would probably be the best because I love it when I'm being spanked, and especially if the guy has a hard on because I can feel it pushing up into my stomach as he's spanking me. So I guess that just makes it more, it just drives me crazy. Like, especially when I know you're being turned on by spanking me, I just, that would probably be it. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream, both. Giving or receiving oral sex, both. Cake or pie, probably pie, just because, like, pie is a lot, I don't know, I guess pie is a lot more flavorful than cake, especially like peach pie. I love peach pie. Gags or blindfolds? Probably blindfolds because I just love not knowing what the person's gonna do to me next, and having a blindfold just heightens the experience a lot more. So, blindfolds. When making a PB&J, peanut butter first, then jelly, or jelly first and peanut butter. I guess I just do jelly first, just because like I'm a little OCD. I don't like when the jelly gets in my peanut butter, so I just put. No, shit, the other way around. Sorry, peanut butter first, then jelly, just because I don't like getting jelly in my peanut butter. Facing each other or from behind, definitely facing each other. From behind is always good, but I guess I'm just a, like a hopeless romantic. I just like looking into my partner's eyes like while we're having sex, because I don't know, I guess I just like the intimacy of it, especially when I'm riding him. Oh my God, I guess it makes me come a lot quicker. I don't know. Is this the last question? Oh, okay. Sour, spicy, spicy, muy, muy, muy picante. I love spicy food. And last question, what kind of food would you bring to a GWA potluck picnic? I'd probably bring the wieners. Okay, that's it. It was really fun answering these questions, even though I know I sound like I'm rambling a lot. Like, this audio is probably gonna be a lot longer than I thought it was gonna be, just because I couldn't think and because I kept rambling. But I had a lot of fun answering the questions. It was a really good, like, different kind of questionnaire. I wanna do more of these. I know I did CB's spirit questionnaire a little while ago. So, you know, if you guys want me to hear, if you guys wanna hear more questionnaires from me, you know, just send me links and I'll definitely look at them and try to answer the questions to the best of my ability. So I talked about my 1 year GWA, you know, well, my 1 year on Reddit, actually, not GWA, but my whole year of having a Reddit account and being on GWA and stuff like that. So I really want to hear what you guys want me to do for that, because I really want to like make my first year a special one, because signing on to GWA, you know, meeting all these really cool people who are so like sexually open and help me like open my eyes and become more in touch with myself and
be free to do whatever I wanted to do sexually. I really want to, like, I don't know, not give back, but I mean, I guess really give you guys what you want to hear. So for my 1 year, like, please, please, please just put in your comments, like, whatever you want, message me, whatever you want to hear, because I believe my 1 year is in June, so next month. So hopefully by July, like, I can record it for you and make it this whole big, show with, make it, I guess, so like a mixture of like all your fantasies and fetishes, and I think it'll be fun. So yeah, that was my questionnaire. Well, not mine, but Lottie Squeaks. That was my answers to a questionnaire. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And I really, really, really hope there's more audios to come in the future. Because I really miss you guys. I really do. And I miss GWA and I miss recording. So hopefully this summer I have a lot more time to myself. And yep, I'll see you guys in the next one. Ciao.